Monday Motivation here on Joe McKenzie. We like to share some positivity, some motivating stories or words of wisdom to hopefully make your day just a little bit better. I want to talk about something still going on in Australia, those wildfires, those brush fires that are going on, deliberately set by a lot of people, but some good news out of that. A six-year-old Kelpie Border Collie mix, Patsy, was able to herd over 900 sheep, that's almost 1,000 sheep, into a safe enclosure recently during the Australian brush fires.
Wow.
That's insane. The fires were burning while this is happening. The sheds and the barns nearby were just engulfed in flames. Smoke, they say, looked like fog across the entire field. You could barely see anything. But Patsy said, I don't care. I'm going to do my job, and did her job. Her owner said, you know what? She earned front seat privileges for the rest of her life.
Wow, that's cool. As she should.
What a good girl. All right, Mackenzie, what do you got today for Monday Motivation?
Okay, so I'm a huge fan of Matthew Hussey. He's a relationship guru coach. He's extremely attractive and British. He used to date Camila Cabello. Anyway, if you're in a relationship or you're kind of like dating or whatever, he gives this great advice like inside the mind of men. So here he's talking about exactly how you respond to text messages.
There's a concept to always remember when texting guys. Meet him where he is. If he's barely investing, don't invest more than he is in your response. I'd rather give someone back the level of investment they've given me.
Okay. What about hi? One less letter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Bring it down a notch. Yeah. No, hi is just aggressive.
Seriously, what are you supposed to text back to just hey?
If someone says hey, I put like hey exclamation mark and leave it at that. I wouldn't say another word.
Right.
And then you just go about your day. Like, this isn't when you keep pulling out your phone and like, what did he say next?
I love this. So it's match their investment. Because I have girls that are like, oh, he reached out of the blue, like, hey, and then I write back, and then I don't hear from him again. So why did he reach out to me? One, he's just seeing if you're still alive or interested. And B, so when you text back, just match their level. I think it's genius.
That's what I do with everything.
Simple.
I just put an exclamation point on it. There we go. One up in upmanship. Live the Web Girl, what are you into?
So to kick off this Monday and to kick it off in the right way, I found these words by Rachel Hollis. She was doing a presentation, and she's a two-time New York Times number one bestseller. She's the CEO of her own company. She is a motivational speaker and has a top podcast. And she basically talked about what it takes to be a leader, not only in your own life, but also in business and work.
When you move your body, y'all, you literally change the chemicals inside of yourself. You change what's going on in here. When you move your body, you change your mind. And right now, if you're listening to this and you're like, what the crap does this have to do with sales? Everything. Because if you are here, it means you are a leader in your company. Raise your hand if you own your business or want to own your business. Thank you. Raise your hand if you are a leader in someone else's business. Thank you. Either way, it's all your fault. It's all your fault. If you are the head of a company, if you are at the head of your family, if you are a leader in a department, every single thing that's wrong with your department or your business is your fault. I was at a business conference years ago and someone said every single problem in a business is the result of the psychology at the top. Either because you are not strong enough yet to lead this company where it needs to go, or you have put someone in a position of power who is not strong enough to lead this company where it needs to go. Either way, it's on you, right? So when you are having those days, and as a business owner or a leader, my gosh, we have them all the time, this is the simplest thing in the world that you could do to get yourself out of it. Literally. Put on some music. I prefer Beyonce, but you do you, boo. Okay? Whatever it is that you need, it doesn't matter. I just want you to find the jam. I want you to turn it on as loud as you can, and I want you to jump around for literally 30 seconds. Literally 30 seconds will change the way you're feeling.
All right, and producer Porkchop, what do you got today for Monday Motivation?
There's a little six-year-old boy in Ohio. And he had leukemia For 3 years. So he got it when he was 3 years old, and he's been taking treatments for the last 3 years. He's still been going to school, but it's just been hard for him to live a normal life like a young boy. So after the Christmas break, he came back to school, and he had received his last chemo treatment, chemo treatment, and all his friends and teachers lined up in the hallway and was clapping for him as he walked by.
Oh, that is amazing. Can you imagine a six-year-old kid battling cancer and then obviously beating it too? And then that makes me want to cry just thinking about that. It's so motivating. All right, hey, check it out. We take all these stories and we put them together on a blog at joeandmackenzie.com. It's our little Monday motivation for you to check out. Coming up next in Joe's Need to Know News, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. The NFL playoffs have been going on. Got to talk about what a New Jersey mom ended up receiving in the mail from an order she got. Not exactly what she expected. And people are seeing their deceased loved ones because of Google.
What?
I'll give you all the details after Selena Gomez, Lose You to Love Me.